Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commissioners remind you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Today's grain action was green across the board here. We had corn up 3 to 3.5 cents, closing on or near its contract highs for the day. December corn up 3.25 cents at 385 3/4. Beans also surprised a lot of folks today. July beans up 11.25 at 988.5. November beans 962 3/4, up 9.25 cents. And then wheat futures continued to rally today from yesterday. They were 7.5 cents higher in July Kansas City wheat. So that's over a 21 cent or so rally from yesterday's lows. They did go as low as $5.89 in the July Kansas City wheat contract. Now, there's several reasons. One reason is just simply that it has sold off significantly over the last, since the first of the year, really middle part of December. It went as high as $7. I think 703 was the high. So it sold off significantly, and these hedge funds come into today record short across the board. They're short corn, wheat, and beans. So any type of oversold condition could cause those hedge funds to start getting out. And so the fact that we sell off roughly $2 and then rally 20 cents really isn't that big a deal.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This rally came despite worldwide weather being really good. It looks like what's going on in Europe and Russia and their crops is good. The harvest in South America is going good, a really big crop down there. So that's the second year in a row. For the most part, the world's had decent weather this time of year. Again, record shorts across the board, short over 500 million bushels of wheat. That's a huge number. But there's some other things going on today to cause this rally. And the U.S. dollar index is down roughly 83 points at this time. It was down more than that, down about 130. Now, the Federal Reserve statement was basically that they don't see themselves raising rates this year. They might kick it down the road just a little bit longer, which has been the story for years now. But that was today, and that has the dollar under pressure. And anytime the dollar goes down, that makes our exports or our products that we export more attractive to the rest of the world. So that's keeping commodities lifted. And the wheat, we have 5-year lows hit in the past couple of days. The fact that it's reversing will maybe lower some of the hedge fund short positions. And then there's some Russian chatter that they could possibly scrap that export tax in the middle of next month.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping the markets, June live cattle down 22 at 150.90, August up 35 at 149.15. May feeder cattle 70 higher at 213.05, with August up 82 at 214.70. June lean hogs 130 higher at 81.20, July up 127 at 82.47. In the grain markets, May Kansas City wheat up 3.5 at $5.75. July up 6.5 at $5.09.5. July Chicago wheat up 7.25 at $4.83.5. July corn up 3.25 at $3.67.75, with December up 3 at $3.85.5. July soybeans up 10.75 at $9.88, with November up 8.75 at $9.61.75. July cotton up 70 at $67.09, with October up 74 at $66.51. That's a market update. For the OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.